Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Oh, yeah. On your home for the best Ravens coverage. What time is it? It's time for News from the Nest with Vinny and Haney. 105.7 The Fan.
Steelers week. News from the Nest. Ravens at Pittsburgh coming up Sunday. Acrisure Stadium. All right, doesn't roll off the tongue like Lambeau Field, but it is what it is. Ravens 3-point favorites. A lot going on in the prep for said game. First place on the line. I don't need to oversell the importance of it. Pittsburgh 7-2. They won 4 in a row. 3-0 with Russell Wilson as the starter. Ravens are 7-3. 1-3 with Lamar at quarterback, as the Steelers are 7-1 against the Ravens here over the last 8 matchups. But we'll dissect a little bit more. But here's John Harbaugh yesterday, met with the media and was asked what stands out to him about this year's Pittsburgh ball club.
It starts with the front guys, the pass rush, stopping the run. Then they play downhill from there. You know, they're a quick outcome type of a defense. That's what they strive for, and their guys understand it, and they do a good job.
They are fourth against the rush. You know, I mean, they didn't get Brian Robinson from Washington, and Jaden Daniels didn't really do much running, and then they had the Giants prior to that. So I don't know that they played a lot of good rushing offenses, you know. And the Chargers, they shut down the Chargers pretty good when they played them. But, Harbs is saying, you know, he's being nice. Highsmith's going to be out, so they're going to miss that. I mean, they've got some warts over there on that defensive side.
Yeah, I mean, the Ravens have 9 more sacks than they do. 31-22.
And, Bob, one of their, Highsmith's not going to play. So, I mean, that's huge, huge. Because if I'm betting man, Watt, he usually lines up to the Ravens' right tackle anyhow. There's no need for Watt to go over to Ronnie Stanley's side ever, you know. And when he comes out, you know, I haven't seen on film Herbig, so I'm not really familiar with him. But Preston Smith does nothing for me.
And we'll do the film study of the Steelers defense coming up around 12:45. Stay tuned for that. But John Harbaugh, hey, Deshaun Elliott, remember him? Texas playmaker. Yeah. He's always hurt. Patrick Queen, first-round draft pick. They're now in Pittsburgh, leading tacklers for the Steelers. So, John Harbaugh, touching reunion, huh?
Yeah, I just think their defense is playing really well. I mean, every piece of it fits kind of they've got roles for their guys. Every piece fits in a way that they want it to fit. Those two guys specifically are playing at a high level, doing the roles that I think that they've always been good at. I mean, you see Pat play and you see Deshaun play. That's the type of stuff that they've always done well. They did it well here as well, so they're playing well.
Yeah, I think Deshaun Elliott's playing really well, and I think they're going to use him a lot to come up and play the run stuff, you know, against the Ravens. And with Queen, I think I've been saying it all week, I thought Queen had his best game against Washington. And, you know, that'll probably bode well for the Steelers that, you know, his best, that he's starting to get a much better feel playing faster. He played fast against Washington, I thought.
Now, when Elliott was coming out of Texas, big stat production with the Longhorns, but fell to the sixth round. And I remember talking to that the Ravens may have gotten a steal when they brought him in, but just couldn't stay on the field consistently enough. And he's still only 27 years old. So, you know, you knew the talent was there. He went to Detroit and then Miami, called the Dolphins soft, by the way, which Mike McDaniel took issue with. But now we're starting to see a guy, and he's still not Ed Reed, let's not get carried away here, but he has found a niche, he has found a home, and I'm assuming, like a lot of other Pittsburgh players, he's going to be fired up for this game on Sunday at 1 o'clock.
I mean, Bob, he's got 64 tackles, 4 pass defense, and an interception. I mean, we would love to be, I mean, you know, they took Marcus Williams, basically, instead of Deshaun Elliott, so we probably would love to have Deshaun Elliott right now.
John Harbaugh talking about how the Ravens, and look, we know the importance of the game and the rivalry, but you know the question was asked anyway, and he answered it. How do you prepare for a defense like the Steelers?
I think that we just try to prepare for the defense that we're playing. I mean, the Steelers are a good defense. I'm sure they're going to play their defense, their calls, the way they play them, against the plays that they perceive, the players that we have.
Basically, Harb said nothing.
Well, can they play the Bengals defense? That'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be nice. I'm going to be anxious to see what, and I'm sure Munkin is too, what they're going to try to do defend their run stuff. You know, because we talk about their linebackers are 230 and 238. They're not big. Cameron Hayward, 35 years old, plays when he wants to play. So it's going to be interesting to see. I mean, Bob, not to give anything away, but I think that the Ravens can run right at them.
It's 5880-1057, the Fan. News from the Nest here on this Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it, get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. Nolan is tabulating those as we speak. Lamar Jackson, well, I mean, we're talking about the Steelers' defense like it's the steel curtain, but Lamar, watching that film, what do you see?
Those guys are flying around. They're getting after it, creating turnovers, explosive plays for the defense. Their front seven is amazing. Just an all-around great defense from what I see on film.
And they are plus +9, so they have been getting some turnovers, and they do fly around. I mean, that's always a Pittsburgh defense. And I think the secondary, I think those guys are really smart and instinctive. I mean, Fitzpatrick, you see him break on balls and stuff. I mean, to me, it's a really smart secondary back there.
And then finally, Lamar Jackson. 1-7 are the Ravens in the last 8 matchups. So, Lamar, what the hell's going on there?
I don't know. You know, it's a different team right now. It was different guys last year. It's a different unit this year. But it's always the same goal. We want to win. We want to be the ones that come out victorious. And that's going to be the goal going into this game.
Yeah, looking at past history and stuff, I don't think it means anything.
Yeah, like he's not worried about what happened last October, I wouldn't think.
Totally different. He's got a whole new offensive line, basically. He's got new running back, you know, similar receivers. He's got more explosive. He probably had to think on how to answer that question.
But if they lose, then that chatter is getting a little bit louder because they still have to face the Steelers again. Coming up on December 21st. And Nolan, we know you like to dress up like your favorite players on game day. As the Ravens go to Pittsburgh on Sunday, and this is from the Ravens themselves, not like somebody's calling me, give me inside information. White jerseys, black pants.
I was kind of hoping for all white. Brings back good memories of the rivalry. I don't know. The Ravens always wore all white on the road. That was always my favorite.
Well, they don't ask us for fashion advice, obviously, out there. One winning drive. We'll come back. How about we count some money? Maybe you want to go out and buy us a Ravens jersey or some of them black football pants. Will you have the extra dough? We'll find out next with Buy or Sell. Talk about the many sports subjects of this day. And the Wizard, Walt Williams, Maryland legend. Preview Maryland Marquette and get Walt's thoughts on that 3-0 start for Kevin Willard. 3 games, 3 different leading scores to me.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think that's a good thing.
Are you buying?
Great cash, homie.
Or are you selling?
I'm not going to buy into that crap.
Vinny and Haney, 1057, The Fan.
Vinny and Haney, 1057, The Fan. It is Total Request Thursday. Pick a song, we'll play it. Get your votes in. Featured Artist Friday. That reveal coming up in about an hour and a half. Let's count some dough, man. Got plenty of sports stuff to talk about. We will, but buy or sell.
The Dow is down 142. The S&P is down 20. NASDAQ is down 57. DraftKings is flat, 0, 41.88. Under Armour is up 22 cents at $9.
Well, we'll start here with the topic of the week, Ravens versus Steelers. Deontay Johnson got his first offensive reps this past week when the Ravens faced the Bengals. Nothing of note, really. Just 5 snaps, 2 targets, a 6-yard reception. Maybe the most memorable moment, though, was him falling down on the other target, what would have probably been a pretty big gain had he stayed up.
Yep.
Nonetheless, ready to face his former team, the Steelers, maybe get some revenge in the process. How does Mike Tomlin feel about that matchup? The quote from him, "To be honest, I haven't thought a lot about him. He's not on their film. They've got more significant pieces with larger roles that occupy my attention." Buy or sell, Vinny, Johnson will have at least 5 targets in Sunday's game.
I'll sell that. I think he's the 5th receiver. So, and if Likely's back too, he moves to about 7th, on my list. So, no, I don't see him getting maybe a target or two.
And needless to say, they've got bigger fish to fry than getting Johnson a chance at revenge. It's not about him.
I would think that's not even on the sheet. Hey,
right.
That Todd Munkin, remember, get Deontay Johnson some catches.
Make him feel good.
Hey, if they're up by 40 in the fourth,
I'll take that. Yeah. Start it. Throw it to him every time.
Yeah. Moving over to the Orioles, their free agency situation. It's been well discussed since the season came to an end, but a name that's being glossed over is John Means. Not really because
Meansy.
Of performance, but more so the injury history. Of course, his 2024 campaign was cut short, and that's now 3 years in a row that he has missed significant time. Just 31 innings pitched since the start of 2022. The nature of that most recent injury going to have him out at least a year from when it happened, maybe even more, a year and a half. Not where you want to be when you are about to hit the free agent market. So his time in Baltimore, probably most certainly done. But what about the rest of the league? buy or sell, Bob, means we'll still be able to put together another 150-inning season before his career is up.
Sell, sell, sell. Two Tommy Johns in the last 3 years. Just don't see it happening. When he pitches well. And he, a diamond in the rough, had blossomed from mediocre prospect to an all-star. It was a great story. He was, what, an error away from getting a perfect game a couple years ago. But injuries have affected him, duh. But his absence has affected the Orioles. If John Means does come back, and I'm guessing he'll work his ass off to do so, maybe a bullpen role will probably be more prudent for him, I guess.
Back to the NFL, the Colts, their switch in quarterbacks, it's only lasted a few weeks. Joe Flacco came back down to earth in the worst way possible, so it's back to Anthony Richardson. And, well, be honest, the Colts still have a chance there. The AFC South has not been decided yet. We remember what happened before the initial benching, poor overall play, and of course the incident where he checked himself out of the game, bringing him plenty of scrutiny in the process. Buy or sell, Vinny, that benching will be the wake-up call that Richardson needed to take his career to a new level.
Oh, soft buy it. I think what happened is, you know, the owner, because the coach said on Monday Flacco was starting, you know, for the rest of the season or whatever. Then all of a sudden, Anthony Richardson now. So I'm guessing that the owner's like, hey, Shane Steichen, the head coach, said, hey, Shane, we lost two in a row with Joe Flacco.
Yeah, but it's a bad look all around.
Oh, no doubt.
You either stick with Flacco, hasn't been playing that great. Don't flip 2 days later. Makes you look like either you're undecided, you can't make decisions, and if Jimmy Irsay's meddling. Oh,
there's no doubt. He's meddling. Because I'm sure Irsay's saying that, listen, we can lose with Joe Flacco, but at least if we play Richardson, we can get him some work. I'm guessing that's what Irsay probably said, play the rookie.
Or he's trying to buy a $5 million guitar, not even paying attention to what's happening. Could go either way.
Yeah.
How about a little NBA news here? Of course, the in-season tournament, it's divided fans and players alike since its inception last year. Needless to say, people are still split in opinion on it as this season begins. The group play format, that structure of it, really, it doesn't quite fit the mold that fans associate with the NBA or really any other major sports here in America. And visually, people don't like the weird court designs and all that stuff. It's just a lot of negativity when you hear people complain about it online. But NBA writer Sam Quinn has some suggestions for potential tweaks to boost interest, including switching the format to a single elimination tournament, tap into that March Madness dynamic that fans love so much about the college game, bring it to the NBA. Only problem there is, I guess some teams would be playing 2, 3, 4, maybe even more games than those that lose in the first round of the tournament, creating an imbalanced schedule. Buy or sell, Bob, a single elimination tourney, though, would improve the NBA Cup.
I'm selling it because I don't think most fans give a crap. Yeah. I mean, it's about the players. I think there's a financial incentive involved. I mean, the games still count towards the regular season. I mean, what other sport has an in-season tournament just to generate fan interest? Here's what's going to generate fan interest. How about your stars play 82 games instead of load management when a family of four goes out and buys courtside seats, which a family of four hard workers can't afford because they're probably $1,000 a piece, and then Johnny Starr decides he wants to tap out for that particular game. How about to get your asses on the floor and play? How about that? Forget about your stupid tournament. You're already multi-billionaires. Bench riders in the NBA make $12-15 million a year.
Plus, it's one of the best college football seasons ever, you know, and the NFL season's going good. So, I mean, people will tune into NBA probably around Christmas. I think people get more into
in-season tournament. I've been watching the NBA for as long as I can remember walking the face of the planet. Zero bleeps given.
And we'll close with this here. Jared Goff, well, he tried his hardest to give last Sunday's game away to the Texans, throwing 5 interceptions along the way. But the Lions, they still came back to win. And in the fallout from that victory, Detroit coach Dan Campbell says he's not concerned at all about the performance of his quarterback, The quote here from the coach says, "Everybody's going to think I'm crazy. I'm telling you, he didn't play a bad game. He played a pretty good game." Not wrong to deflect and use coach speak, but by yourself, Vinny, Goff's performance should be a concern for him moving forward.
No, I'll sell that. You know, there was like three deflections. So they won the game. So it's just chalked up as, you know, bad game.
And we do have a little housekeeping here because yesterday we were so busy at Chick-fil-A. The hospitality was amazing. The food.
Off the charts. Awesome. Everybody stopped by, said hello. We were posing for pictures. We met the cow.
He was moving around. I mean, very nimble, that cow.
Yeah. Somebody was ready to cook him up.
Well, anyway, it was so distracted that we forgot to do Wise Wednesday. Oh. So we'll make it a Wise Thursday. No alliteration, but it still works. Giving away a $25 Wise Markets gift card. I'm looking for caller number 5 at 410-583-1057. And you could win that $25 Wise Markets gift card.
Do what Nolan told you to do, and you get stuff. It's Vinny at Haney, 105.7. The Fan. We'll talk some hoops, college and NBA, with the Wizard, Walt Williams, coming up next. And a film breakdown of the Steelers' defense coming up around 12:45. How might they create problems for Lamar in this high-powered Ravens offense? Then we'll get to the Steelers' offense. It has changed since Justin Fields was the quarterback. How much so, and why that could be detrimental to Baltimore. We'll get into picks coming up at 1:15-ish. Look at the schedule for week 11, which starts tonight, Philly and Washington. Hey, that's for first place, too. Longtime NBA standout and friend of the show. Of course, an entrepreneur of a billionth degree. He's the one and only Wizard, Walt Williams. Walt, what's happening?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm all right, Walt. Before we get to the Turtles and Marquette, and what you've seen through the first three games, what do you think of this in-season NBA tournament? We were just talking about it. I don't really care. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when the Bullets actually played here in Baltimore, so it doesn't really move me one way or another. But as a former NBA player for over a decade, what do you think of it, and is it acceptable in its current form?
Well, I say I had some apprehension about it last season, but, you know, I'm watching it. I really enjoyed it. It was a great experience. I don't know in terms of the championship in the in that type of tournament with value that carries, but it is you do see the sense of urgency in these teams trying to win that championship. So I think it's a great in season tournament. I like it.
All right, well, let's get to the Terps. They're 3-0, which is great. Three different leading scorers in all three games. Patrick Queen goes off in the opener, and then Rodney Rice was firing him up like a young Walt Williams. And that Juju Reese rather did his thing. So based on what you have seen so far, do you like the balance? Do they need a dude to be a Walt Williams or a Joe Smith? How are things kind of unfolding early for Kevin Willard's Terps here?
Well, I like the way it's flowing. I think that when you have when you go into games having multiple guys who can hurt you, it really puts the defense in a bind because they don't know who to key on. I think that moving forward, I think that you're going to have big games from Gillespie, Miguel, possibly Harris Smith. So I think there's going to be even more confusion for opposition to kind of zone in on who they want to stop. But the fact still remains that at the end of games, you're going to have a guy who can take over that can make those big shots for you. And so we're going to see who that is. Maybe that can be multiple guys, depending on who has it flowing that particular game. But, you know, thus far, the biggest thing for me is that they maintain their defensive prowess that they've had over the past few years, but just offensively, in particular, shooting the ball from the outside, making sure that picks up.
Now, you talk about shooting from the perimeter, and statistically, it's still not the 16 Warriors, if you get the point, but it's better. Is there potential, however, Walt, from what you've seen, for the shooters to start dropping these jumpers, not necessarily in crunch time, but on a consistent basis where teams will start to fear them from the perimeter?
Well, yeah, I think this team can be a team that is feared. Like I said, when you talk about Gillespie, Miguel, Jay Young, Rodney Rice, these guys can shoot the ball, and there's multiple guys that can fill it up. And so this is new for the Terps in the past. They have not had multiple guys who can hurt you from the outside. So with that perspective, I think that that opens it up for Reese and Queen to work around the basket and, you know, Harris Smith in transition getting to the basket as well, man. And so I think that when you can add that element to it, along with how they've been playing on the defensive end, the kid Tolliver, he's a fantastic player who can just step in and do many things on the defensive end, and he has that versatility on the offensive end as well. So just the depth of this team, the multitude of guys who can hurt you from the outside, and then you have that combination of being able to have those interior players who can get it done. This team could be a very dangerous team.
Wizard Walt Williams joining us here, Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Maryland, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock tip, taking on the 15th-ranked Marquette Golden Eagles, a game you can hear. 0-1-0-5-7, the Fan. Marquette's coming in here, Wiz. Of course, 3-0. Cam Jones is a stud for them. They've had Shaka Smart, a hell of a coach, as history has proven. They get hurt you multiple different ways as well. They usually get at you defensively. So this matchup will prove what for both teams, quite frankly, Marquette, Maryland, tomorrow night at 8 o'clock.
I mean, these teams are kind of similar. They both are very good defensive teams, so they're going to test the offensive execution and the ability to make shots, especially from the outside. We're going to see that tested. Cam Jones, like you mentioned, he's a guy who can take over games. He's averaging almost 23 points a game, shooting 67.5% from the field, so, and 50% from the three-point line. So he's been very efficient in what he can do out there. But also, you know, you have Joplin and Ross, those guys. They give you about 15, 16 points a game as well. So this team is very similar. They're going to put up points. They averaging about 85 a game, solid defensively. They are shooting from the field 45%, just like similar to the Terps. Neither team is filling it up from the three-point line, but I think that the Terps had a perspective of being a better three-point shooting team with the guys, the multitude of guys that they have that could fill it up. And so the Terps are a bigger team. They should be able to control the glass a bit. You know, it's going to be a good test for both teams to be able to execute offensively. But I think more importantly for the Terps, it's going to be a bigger test for them to see where they are. They're not ranked right now, but when you look at the team and how it's put together, you look at a team that can absolutely be a team that's ranked in the near future.
Hey, Walt, what are your expectations from what you've seen so far? You know, go back to your history of teams that you've watched throughout, you know, over the last number of years that you've been involved. Where do you see, are they a team that can compete for the Big Ten championship? Are they a team that's a Sweet 16 team? What type of team are they?
Well, I would definitely have to see the other Big Ten teams right now. Everybody has made some additions and definitely upped their level of play. So it's going to be an interesting season. The Terps have definitely, they are definitely a better team than they were last year. But I would argue that majority of the teams in the Big Ten are better teams than they were last year. So it remains to be seen. But I can tell you this, the way they've been playing on the defensive end, and then you combine that with what they have to bring to the table offensively now, I can see this team absolutely being a team to reckon with as we go along through the season.
He's the Wizard, Walt Williams, Maryland legend, longtime NBA standout, joins us here on Vinny and Haney, 105.7 The Fan. And hey, football's tonight, Walt. I know we're here to talk basketball, but say I was in the mood for a little martini action, watching the Commanders and the Eagles on Amazon Prime. And if I was looking for a nice martini, and it's a vodka martini at that, I'm going where?
Yes. What you want to do is you want to go with Clutch Vodka, the smoothest.
Hell yeah.
Vodka, baby. You know, at the end of the day, I just wanted to make sure I didn't want people to lower their standards, customers to lower their standards to support us. And so, you know, it's premium vodka, affordable pricing. It's gluten-free, no sugar, no carbs. It's organically filtered. And the great thing about it is we give a portion of our sales back to NIL Collective, One Maryland Collective, who helps support the student athletes at University of Maryland. We thought it would be a great idea to have the support of the community and have them be a part of directly impacting the caliber of student athlete the University of Maryland recruits now and in the future. So, you know, follow us at our website is www.clutchspirits.com. And it'll let you know the stores, the venues that they sell our product.
He's the great Walt Williams. Walt, always awesome to talk to you. We'll be listening tomorrow night as Maryland looks to get that first win against a ranked team here in 2024-2025.
Yes, sir. Go Terps and nobody else.
Yeah, hell yeah. Walt Williams, everybody. It's Vinny at 81057. The Fan will come back. Vinny's film breakdown of the Pittsburgh defense. Hey, they came from behind last week to beat Washington because the Commanders got on them a little bit. Nah, they blew a special teams play. But either way, what's scary about the Pittsburgh defense, if anything scary at all? We'll get into that next. We'll talk about the Pittsburgh offense in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get to our picks for tonight's game and beyond. And then Mike Harmon, real and fantasy football from Fox Sports Radio. He lives in L.A. with the beautiful people because he is one. By the way, he finished second to John Krasinski in the most sexiest guy alive in People magazine. But his Bears, they whacked the offensive coordinator. I guess it's his fault.
Breaking down every last second of game tape for Sunday's matchup.
Who's your connection?
You sound like a cop to me.
Who's your connection?
Enter Vinny's Film Room on 105.7 The Fan.
Vinny at Haiti, 105.7 The Fan here on this Total Request Thursday. Ravens taking on the Pittsburgh Steelers coming up Sunday at 1 o'clock. You're all well aware of that, I would hope. By now, Ravens 3-point favorites in said matchup. Ravens offense, high-powered. Lamar Jackson just won Offensive Player of the Week for the third time this season. But the Steelers, hey, we're familiar with the Steel Curtain and all the great history there. Did they live up to that standard? Let's find out. Film study.
Yeah, let's take a look at the Steelers. Let's start with the defensive line. And Cam Hayward, 97 D tackle. Cam Hayward still's got some, he's got 5.5 sacks. He's got 35 tackles. Or he's got 5 sacks, excuse me. And he still has some pass rush moves. He's got some bull rush ability. But a lot of times in the run, he is 35 years old. A lot of times in the run, he gives up his body. He'll get high and he'll get driven. And he doesn't get off of blocks in against the run very well. He's investing all of his energy and stuff when he gets a chance to rush the passer. And that would be, Bob, right over McCary. He lines up over the Ravens' left guard. Now, the other tackle, Benton, number 95. Second-round pick last year. Now, He kind of reminds me a little bit of a Travis Jones type guy. I don't know if he's that explosive, but he's big and he's strong. And he doesn't get off blocks that well in the run game. And that'll be over Falele. And I feel like between the three guys, including Linderbaum and the two guards, people have pushed them back. And people don't let them off. They don't get off blocks. That's the thing. And to me, I think they can run right at them. Unless they start bringing Deshaun Elliott, you know, and start run blitzing Queen and stuff. But your two linebackers with Patrick Queen and Alandon Roberts, number 50. They're 230, 238. They're not big guys. And Queen's a much better athlete than Roberts. Roberts is, he kind of lunges, misses a lot of tackles. I think he's okay. I like what Queen did last week. But Washington, they kind of ran it right at him. And then if you can run it right at him, then you can get up onto those backers and combo up and stuff. I think Derrick Henry's got a chance. Got a chance. Now, the outside backers, I mean, Watt's got to be dealt with. I mean, Washington singled him a lot, but they doubled him a lot too. He didn't have any sacks in the game. So I just think he likes to bull rush, and that's Rosengarten, that's not his cup of tea yet. So I would give him a lot of help. Now, on the other side, Highsmith being out, that's huge because Highsmith's a stud. I think he's a really good player. He can bend the corner, he's got burst. So that'll be a guy that they're going to miss. And like I had said early, this Nick Herbig is back. I haven't seen him. He's been out for four games. So I have not seen any film on him, so I'm not sure he's jersey number 51. But Preston Smith played against Washington. He's a bigger, taller guy, leaner guy, and kind of a strider. Got a little stiffness to him. Ronnie Stanley will eat him up if he's over Ronnie. I don't think they have any problems there whatsoever. Now, the secondary, I think the secondary's pretty decent. I think Joey Porter Jr. is really good. He is a big physical corner, and it looks like he can run pretty well. Now, he had three penalties in the first half last week against Washington. He likes to grab. He's going to get up in your face. They're going to play a lot of man-free. They are going to play a lot of man-free. So one of the keys, again, this week is going to be those receivers. They got to get open. But Joey Porter is a really good player, and you're going to have to work to get open against him. Now, the other corner, Dante Jackson, 26, he's got a hammy. And he went out at the end of the game. Now, when he went out, James Pierre came in, number 42. It's a big drop-off. And their nickelback, number 31, Beanie Bishop. And then Cameron Sutton comes in, too, and plays number 20. I think both those guys are liabilities. I think all three of those guys. They have good starters. Their depth is not great. That's the thing. And I think if the backup is in, and when they get into nickel, I think you can work those guys, the Likelys and the Andrews and stuff. I think you can make some hay going against those guys. Aguilar may have his one or two catches again in the middle of the field. Now, their safety, Deshaun Elliott, I think he's going to be involved in the run stuff a lot. I think he's going to be coming a lot in the run stuff. He's leading tackler for them. So, yeah, they like to get him involved in that stuff. Minka Fitzpatrick, I think he's a stud. I think he's really good. I think he's got great vision. He's smart back there as a safety.
He's still the playmaker that he was in his prime? I mean, he's not old, let's stress that.
But his breaks on the football and stuff, really good. Really good. I really like that guy a lot. So overall, their defense, what I think with the Ravens, I think they've got some pieces that they can attack and give Lamar protection. And Falele's got a big job. McCary's got a big job in the pass game. And Rosengarten and whoever's helping, they've got a big job. Maybe it's Justice Hill, Henry, whoever is helping with what. If they can give him time, I think they're going to be able to find some space in there. But they got to be able to beat man coverage. They're going to play man free. And I don't know, maybe if Pierre's in and Jackson is out, maybe they don't play as much, but they're going to have to be able to get open on those guys. I just believe that they're going to be able to run the ball at them. And they played three down linemen against Washington in the second half. They played three defensive tackles, basically, you know, and put three big guys there. And then they had the, you know, because with Watt, you want to run at Watt. You want to run at Watt. And Preston Smith, I think you're going to be able to run at him also, but the big guys, they don't get off of blocks, and I think they're going to be able to knock them off the ball. So the O-line has got to do a great job this week. I didn't think they did a great job last week of sustaining their blocks. Don't let the guy off, because if they can do that and then they combo up and get onto the linebackers, I think Henry's got a chance to, you know, they don't need to run wide, just run north-south.
Yeah, it's Keanu, by the way, Benton's name. But pick your poison. Ravens third-ranked pass offense, 19th-ranked pass defense. I mean, you talk about running it down their throats, which I'm guessing in a perfect world, Monken would love to do that. But, yep. I mean, you got a red-hot quarterback, a pass offense that's starting to cook with a lot of different pieces adding to the equation. Todd Monken...
I think their safeties
have some fun with that.
Yeah, I think their safety. I think play action pass is going to be really good for the Ravens too, because I think both safeties, Bob, are going to be coming, you know, closer to the line of scrimmage to try to make plays, because they don't know if Lamar's going to keep it or, you know, hand it off and do those types of things. And, you know, I mean, you can say what you want. You watched Jaden Daniels last week. He really didn't run at all. He doesn't have the run ability that Lamar has.
It's 88-80-105-7 The Fan. That's the Pittsburgh defense. We'll break it down statistically tomorrow when we come back for some NFL lunch. We're going to talk about that Steelers offense.
Ravens defense stinks. They're past defense right now, and quite frankly, has for a couple of months. So we're going to see what Pittsburgh could do to take advantage of those weaknesses. Stay tuned. We'll get into week 11 of the NFL season. We'll do our picks for tonight. Thursday night extravaganza between the Commanders and the Eagles with first place on the line in the NFC East. And we'll talk real and fantasy football with Mike Harmon from Fox Sports Radio. His Bears at one point were 4-2. They've lost three in a row, and they're firing people. What's he think about that?
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.